We've all heard that happiness is a state of mind. Science says it's a state of habits. Join Dr. William Lewis and other special guests as they explore these questions and more in I Was Happy, Then I Went to Work podcast. Here is Dr. Lewis.
Hey, Mary Jo, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing wonderful. I am so glad that we're here to have this conversation with each other. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited. Yes. Very passionate about this topic.
So
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And we have a lot to talk about. So I want to jump in there and I want to ask you this question. Can you just take a moment and tell me, what was your yesterday like? What was going on with you yesterday?
Well, yesterday, legitimately, I was probably in meetings all day, but yesterday in the past, I was I still am actually a mom, mostly a single mom for most of my world. Mm-hmm. I started working in the industry that I'm in right now, in the multiple listing service industry, about 40 years ago. I never had the ability to go to college because I had kids, you know, three girls.
Yeah.
So they kept me busy and my career kept me busy. And one of the things that, as I was going to some classes at the community college, I went to a class called Leadership and Human Relations. And I walked out of that room on fire. It was like, finally, I found my passion. I found my who am I kind of thing. And so that, you know, from there, just over the years, my kids have grown up. I have grandkids now, but I guess that's for another conversation. But I spent my early years in the career that I'm in now as a data entry person and have evolved to where I am today.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something when you can find your passion. I mean, when you find that thing that is just sets your life on fire and sets you, you're so passionate about it. You're not working. It's not a job any longer. Right.
Exactly. It's so very true. And I think that, once that light bulb goes off, then you're always looking for more opportunities to grow and expand and learn more. And I think for me, throughout all of, once that light bulb went on, I learned a whole lot from my experiences in the workplace on how to be a leader and how not to be a leader.
Yeah.
And so I guess I would say I'm like a student of experience. And
Did you, with your three girls, did you kind of apply any of those leadership skills that you learned in the professional life? Did you apply those in your personal life with your daughters?
Absolutely. I would say because I was a single mom more than I was a married mom, I had to become a very strong and independent person and learn to stand up for myself and be myself. And all three of my daughters are very strong and very independent and learned a lot of those lessons from me, as they so often tell me. And two of my daughters are married and their husbands will kind of roll the eyes at me about how independent they are, but I'm very, very proud of them. They have made their way very successfully in the business world. One of my daughters has a master's degree in social work and, you know, just they have found what makes them passionate as well. I think that I did help to influence that.
Absolutely.
They're all leaders in their own way.
Go social work. I have a master's degree in social work as well. So that is awesome to hear. Mary Jo, as the CEO of Stellar MLS, why do you think building that culture is so important to the success of your operation?
Well, I think it's a success for any operation. And because I'm so passionate about it, it's always been at the top of my priorities. And we run a successful business. We have 100 employees. And you just cannot be successful if you don't have a cohesive team that cares about each other, that feels welcomed and cared about and listened to and heard. And a lot of that comes from my past of not being heard.
Just recently, you and your leadership team, you all completed the Wheelhouse Global Transformative Inclusive Leadership Program, right? So your entire leadership team went through that program. From your perspective, as I want to ask one from a participant and also just from a leader perspective, was there any ahas that came from that training experience?
Oh, absolutely. For me, I'll start with thinking about, you know, for me personally, throughout the whole class or the course, even the other managers that went through us, I think it was really helpful for all of us to realize that, like you had said, we need to invite, not just invite people to the dance, but invite them to plan the dance and come to the dance and then dance with us, each other. And that's probably the number one takeaway I had, that and realizing that we were on the right track already and that there was some reinforcement and the opportunity to grow and expand and share that with our management team. It was hugely valuable.
When you think about your management team and being on the right track, I think that you all have gone through some other programs together. I think we've done some work together, but what is the benefit of kind of the entire management team going through that entire training process together versus people doing something, going to one program or one outside training and then doing another training, but you're all in that experience together. Can you speak to the benefit of that?
Well, I think that throughout the process and discussing like the one of the things that comes to my mind is the inclusive traits as a leader, how to be an inclusive leader. And all of those traits, not only was it a great clarifier of what it takes to build this, but it got everybody on the same page. We're all working from the same playbook. Everybody understands the expectations and the value and has a chance to reflect on, oh, maybe I could do better in this area or that area to the benefit of our whole team. But I think it was that level set, understanding the definitions, getting rid of all the biases that come with, you know, the words diversity, you know, equity and inclusion, and really wrapping our arms around them. So I think that was probably the best thing. And then one of the things that we did after each of our sessions with you was we scheduled time as a group to kind of debrief. And I think that's where we found even more value in that, you know, just opening it up and we can all have discussions. What did you think about this? What did you think about that? Because sometimes people are a little bit shy about talking, you know, in a Zoom or, you know, so that was like hugely valuable to us. And I actually polled our leadership, the management team, and asked them for their takeaways so that I could kind of share some of those with you. And a couple of them said my aha moment, which is very similar to mine, was the section on equity versus equality. And what does that mean? And recognizing the difference. This piece I hadn't really thought of, but the sessions brought out the human side of all of us as leaders. And it took away, I think, the barriers that, like, oh, I can't talk to Mary Jo because she's the CEO. I mean, we don't have that culture, but when you're in a room and you're all talking about the same thing, it just puts everybody on a level, and everybody feels like they're heard. So that was a real big takeaway from my group as well.
That is awesome to hear. And you must be clairvoyant because that was my follow-up question to you. So let me just continue just with that. Sure. So with the feedback that you received from the leadership team and also kind of your own observations and reflections, is there anything that you could think of that either you or someone or your leadership team how are they applying the lessons? Is it too soon? Sometimes when you go through a training process, it may be too soon to kind of apply the lessons, but have you seen anything on the front end that's like, oh, people are beginning to apply these concepts?
Well, I think I hate to say that it's too soon because we've never really had a measurement tool in place. So we've never really just sat down as a team and embrace this conversation.
Got you.
So I would say, our HR department, Tracy, yeah. She's always been on board with all of this. And so have all of us at our senior management team, but taking the time to share this with everyone, I think is increase their awareness. And I think time will tell a little bit more, but one of the other comments that I got was that one of the managers was, this is like almost a direct quote. She was intrigued to discover that several of the tools that you introduced to us already align with our best practices and our culture building. Wow. And so I think that just reinforces who we are. You know, we have our values, we have our code of conduct and how we treat each other. We have all of that, but this has created much more awareness of how we all need to behave to make that successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something that you said, which is extremely important, that sometimes organizations don't even think about, at least you're thinking about it and you're going to put some things in place. And that is, how do you measure the professional development, the training process? And you probably recall me saying all the time that training without application and accountability is a waste of money, right? A waste of time and money. And so putting some measures in place to be able to measure how you're doing, the success of that training is very key. And it sounds like that you're on your way to doing that.
And one of our future plans that we're doing, because we're also, not redefining our culture, but adding some actions behind the words of who we are internally. And then taking all of that we've learned in this class, as well as some of the others that we're doing, and then merging those into how we do our feedback, how we share with each other issues that need to be addressed, challenges, and also and share our successes and celebrate. And intentionally, we plan to put several of these core values that we have right into our performance evaluation, so that it's in front of everybody all the time.
Absolutely. I think I that's one of the things I share with my clients, is that when you're thinking about creating this culture of belonging, making sure that the value of belonging, either belonging is part of your core value or it's manifest through whatever your core values are, you can really discern from those core values that belonging is operating through them. And then connect that to the performance evaluation. Because that's how we evaluate. That's how we measure success, is if there's an expectation.
Right. And I think feedback is probably one of the areas that we don't want to wait for once a year to have a performance evaluation to say, hey, you're not treating your coworkers the way we expect, or this or that, or whatever it might be. So learning how to, give constructive feedback in a belonging kind of way, to where nobody's being attacked or feel like, oh, management's coming down and yelling at me for something, to where there's some give and take. And that's one of the things that we really want to take away from all of this, the sessions that we've done, is how do we deliver that message with grace and with understanding, the different perspectives that people are coming from. And just one other thing that I put on my notes that I took away from that was the session on that we talked about, really paying attention to some of the performance of some people that is well good and then it's not, and then not assuming that something, like they're no longer a fit or whatever, but it's like digging in and listening and hearing what their need is, because maybe it's something we can adjust so that they can be successful. And that's another really huge takeaway, is we have to just not judge every book by its cover, or, say, you're late every day, you're out the door, find out why, find out what's going on. How can we adjust? How can we adapt? that was a huge takeaway as well. And I think that really resonated with all of the management team.
I like that because you're saying that the organization has to adapt as well, right? And so oftentimes we think about the individual is the person that has to adapt, but the organization has to adapt as well and have some accountability and responsibility. Because after all, you did not hire people to fire them, right? You hire people for them to be successful.
Absolutely. You know, you don't invest in them to just one day say, oh, well, see ya later. You know, we have made an investment in them, and they've made an investment in us. And so we want to try to find whenever we can a way to make it work for different, our different team members. And something else that came up really through some of the comments that I asked for was one of their favorite sessions was talking about unconscious bias. And I like that. I enjoyed that a lot too. You know, we all try to be careful, but that's something that I want to find a way to really even take to the next step. How do we immerse ourselves in that so that when we are, you know, in a system or a situation where we start making judgment, we can say, oh, wait a minute. And so that is a takeaway that everybody took. But man, I would love to find a way to just dig deeper to where that's just almost second nature to overcome that unconscious thinking and to check ourselves and say, oh, you know, okay, that doesn't fit. That thought doesn't fit here.
Yeah.
So that was hugely valuable too.
And this. That is one of the things where it takes a lot of time, right? Because I even like the work that I do, there are times where it's like, oh goodness, William, you just did it. And I didn't realize it, right? But it was just something that clicked and said, oh, that was an unconscious bias. And so I think that going to the next level is extremely important within that context. So it becomes second nature. We become aware of it. And sometimes you talked about feedback earlier. Sometimes it's about inviting our colleagues and people that we trust and love and we have a relationship with to act as a mirror to say, okay, you know, this week, as we interact with each other this week, I want to invite you to point out to me some things that I haven't noticed. And that could be a great exercise to help us.
Great idea. Aware,
right?
Great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Mary Jo, tell me about, tomorrow. Tell me about today. What's going on today? Let's talk about that.
Well, what's going on today is I would say I'm just as passionate as I've ever been about the industry that I'm in and about the people that I work with and just, you know, learning and being open to growing. And probably I would say, you know, some of the classes and sessions that I've been through have really, opened up, you know, how people always say, what's your North Star? Or sometimes, you know, I think we've all asked ourselves in the past, so why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? And I'm a little bit shy about saying this, but again, another light bulb that went on is my North Star is building leaders. I want to build leaders. I want to help them grow. I want to help them succeed, not only within my own company, but within my industry. And we spend a lot of time in our world as a multiplistic service working with volunteer board of directors. And I think we're helping to build them as leaders in the industry. And so that's where we are today. And oh, and I also now have 5 grandkids, which I didn't have back in the beginning. And
congratulations.
So thanks. Yeah. So that's where I am today. Still passionate, a culture advocate, and growing leaders.
And then enjoying your grandchildren as well.
Oh, absolutely. That goes without saying. My whole family.
Yeah.
But yes, grandkids kind of take over once you have them.
I know.
The kids are nice, but the grandkids.
Absolutely. We're going to have one of our grandchildren. I have 5 grandchildren as well.
All right.
So we're going to, one of them is going to, the oldest, he'll be 6, but he's going to come and join us, I think around the holidays or so.
Oh.
That's always fun to be around.
So just to show my age, but that's all right. My oldest granddaughter is 26, and she just got married a few weeks ago. So what a joy that was.
Absolutely.
See her grow up. She's another strong, independent young lady in my family. So, they're a joy. Absolutely a joy.
You've done your job well.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm very proud of them.
Yes. Mary Jo, we talked about leadership and developing the capacity, the muscle memory of your leaders. Mm-hmm. And then your entire staff has participated in another program that we've developed around Wheelhouse Global to support the level setting, to support just kind of bringing a different awareness of belonging to the staff. Tell me about that from your perspective, because I don't think that you're participating in that, but from what you gained from your staff, how's that going?
I've been through every module and paced just like everybody else has. And all of us are, even the managers who, we went through with directly with you. I see that us bringing our whole team in under this as part of our desire to help them lift themselves up and be and kind of understand where we're coming from. So to me, it's a kind of a professional development for everyone. And we're all going through the same class. We're all answering the same questions. We're all having the same discussions. And what I've really liked about the module approach that this session has is that the modules, they're not difficult. They don't take hours and hours of time. And they're meaningful, and they're like very well, they build on each other, on themselves over the time. I think we haven't quite finished yet. I think we're on week 18 or 19 right now. And we have a few more weeks to go. The one of the models that I really loved the most was that you took the trace of inclusive leaders that we talked about at the management level and introduce those into the staff, the team level. And it just shows not only it's not about your title. Yeah. It's not about the position you're in. It's about how you behave and who you are and how you treat others and how you view your position. And so leadership can happen just at any level without a title, whether it's just, so that was a huge, a very big plus. Showing appreciation, that's something that I've taken away from this module myself. It's like, as leaders at Stellar, we're very focused on our team and doing things together and having events and just, all kinds of things. We have a program where our staff can recognize each other for the great things that they've done. But we can always do better. We can always do something more. And for me, it's like, okay, I need to take what we're doing more to a one-on-one level with the whole team. And that doesn't, one of my goals, excuse me, is not to have people be afraid because they're in the room with me. Yes. She's the CEO. And we go all kinds of ways around, trying to avoid that. Because I don't want people to not share what they think because the CEO's in the room or the COO. And so I think this module really kind of helped bring that out and helped in is making me think about what other ways can I do that. We do things like every month I have lunch with the anybody who has a corporate anniversary that month. And we just get on a Zoom call. We send them a DoorDash card and we, we just sit down, we spend time together. We laugh. We don't talk about the company. And those are some of the favorite things that I do. I absolutely love that. We do one-on-ones with new employees so that they get to know me, but how much more could we be doing to really create that, that culture that's like you had said, what is your words are, belonging is everyone's.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Creating the culture of belonging is everyone. It's creating the culture of belonging is for everyone. And it's everyone's responsibility.
Yes. Absolutely. So what we have found is that has been the most incredible experience is during our staff meetings, we do a couple of months. We have been doing random breakout groups and taking some of the questions out of the modules and having that group of six or seven or five, however many is in the group, talk about those and get to know each other. And because they're random, the people are raving. They're just raving about it. They love it. They get to meet other people. They get to hear other people's thoughts. And we're not going to stop doing that. We're going to take that lesson and use it for other important things that we want the company, want everybody to be aware of and what the why. And so that has been by far to me the most beneficial part of the learning process. And also creating not saying only you get to go or only you get to go. This is a company-wide effort. Yeah. And we want everyone to participate. And that, to me, that's being inclusive as well.
There's a lot there to unpack. Thank you for sharing all of that good information. One of the things that, as you were talking, I was thinking of, what we're trying to do is we're trying to demystify diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging. I think a lot of times when people think about those words, especially diversity, they tend to think more about race and maybe gender and sexual orientation. And the way that we've tried to develop this training process is that it's about the individual. It's about the experience. It's not about the demographic solely. Now, identity falls into all of this, right? But it's really about how I am engaging and showing up with my colleagues at the team level. I think oftentimes team members, they're waiting for somebody else. They're waiting for the leader. They're waiting for the HR person or the diversity person to do it. And what we're saying is, no, you're empowered to do it. You can do it because it's very simple to say hi. It's very simple to take someone out for coffee. And it is your responsibility to do it as well. So,
that's exactly what I love about the broader program is that everybody is going to learn from that. Worth it. It's so worth the investment of the time and everything. So I do truly, honestly, thank you for that. There's always more to learn, right? So don't walk away from us yet.
thank you for that shout out. And no, I'm not going anywhere. We are as when you're ready, I'm ready. So that's
right.
We're always there. Romejo, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. And thank you so much.
Visit www.willhouseglobal.com for more information and resources. Please download and share I Was Happy, Then I Went to Work podcast. Don't forget your Cam's Coffee or tea at shop.camscoffeeco.com. Use discount code WTLewis for 15% off your purchase. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those expressed by our contributors and necessary those of our distributors or host company. I Was Happy, Then I Went to Work podcast is copywritten and cannot be reproduced without the express consent of Dr. William T. Lewis Sr.